Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back live from our Half Street studios in the Navy Yard, it's Grant and Danny on the Fan, brought to you by the law firm Kondorian Murad, who can help you to draft a will, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Go schedule a consultation with their attorneys today at kmlawyers.com. Mention us to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Let's go to the Rude Guest Hotline as we are on the eve of the NBA Finals, which finally, after a lengthy wait, get going with Game 1 between the Pacers and the Thunder tomorrow. Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, is where we find former NBA star, seven-time champion, big shot, Bob Robert Horry is with us on Grant and Danny here on The Fan in Washington, D.C. Robert's appearance made possible via BetOnline. Check out BetOnline for updated NBA Finals series and MVP odds, along with game-by-game lines and props. Robert, you hit so many huge shots in the playoffs, were so successful, conference finals, NBA Finals. When we get to this time of the year, does your body just start tingling and your ears start burning because people are talking about you all over the place?
It's weird. There's just a certain feeling that comes over you. It's a feeling of excitement. It's like being rejuvenated. You know, been putting the lathers and coming back and just having fun because it's all about win or go home. I love the NBA playoffs.
For a lot of people, they get to win the elusive ring, or maybe they're super lucky and they win a couple. You've got seven of those things. Do you keep them all in the same mantle, locked away in the same safe? Do you ever wear them all on two of the fingers on the other hand? Like, when's the last time you wore all seven at once?
I've never worn all seven, and I'm too scared to wear them because, you know, they're like my babies. You keep them close to you and keep them precious. And so for me, they're in my safe deposit box. And so I just, every now and then I'm going somewhere, I'll wear one, maybe two at the most.
Seven-time NBA champion Robert Horry with us on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Before we get into the finals and the postseason, you know, we were joking at the start of the conversation. Jimmy, who connected us, said he was poking at my Wizards, and I was laughing that they were the 1978 world champions. He then asked me if I was born then. But I will say, I don't know if you'd agree with this, but I think they're finally doing this the right way. They've got a front office they've put together that's really good. Will Dawkins came over from Oklahoma City, helped build the Thunder team that's vying for a championship. By on purpose, by design, they are currently terrible. And they had some bad luck in the lottery. They're going to pick sixth. But I like where they're headed here. Finally, we got a shot at something relevant down the road. What do you think?
Hey, are you going? We just talked about you weren't born in the 70s. Are you still going to be around when they become good?
Because well, I don't have a very good diet, and I don't exercise, so it's very possible that the answer is no.
You know the crazy part about the Wizards, man. You go back to when you had Bill, and you should have kept him because he was a cornerstone of that team. I know you got rid of him, got some picks and stuff, but as you can take, your first pick in the draft was Alex Starr, and he had a good year. But he's no game changer. And you got to be lucky enough to get the number one pick, which you didn't get. You got Cooper Flagg. It's a game changer. you got to hope that you get a game changer, or you package some guys up and get rid of them, because right now you got a bunch of second tier players. You got two aging superstars in Chris Middleton and Marcus Smart that aren't going to bring much to the team. So you kind of stuck. You kind of stuck, and there's no way of getting that out unless you actually come up lucky and get something in the draft. And it's just you just kind of stuck, like I said.
Yeah, it's neutral.
Come up with.
But they were stuck before. You know, at least now there's some, maybe we could convince ourselves that there's light at the end of the tunnel. Go back to when you were playing. So I'm thinking, you know, Lakers around when you're winning titles, turn of the millennium, or after that with the Spurs. I know it was the other conference, but what was the thought about the Wizards or the organization when you would play them? I mean, are they one of those orgs that people kind of roll their eyes about, or was there a respect for how they did things?
Well, you know, when I first played against, they were called the Bullets. And so, you know, you think about the team that they had then. I think we had Rasheed Wallace, you know, Chris Webber. And they had a good
Juwan
team.
Howard.
But all of a sudden, you know, yeah, Juwan Howard. Next thing you know, like, oh, let's get rid of all these guys. It's like, I don't know, it's because nobody wanted to play there. You think about how good John Wall was there. You think about all the other guys that were there that play arenas. It's like, you always had good guard play, but you never had a big outside of those three we just talked about that kind of hung around and stayed there. And that's the problem. You know, people look at bigs and say, oh, we don't need no bigs. It's a small man game. You need somebody in there to erase your mistakes. When you got a team full of guards, they're getting blown by. They don't want to play no defense. They just want to go down and shoot. And Jordan Poole shows that. You need somebody to erase their mistakes. And if you look at the way this team is constructed right now, you just look like, okay, a bunch of guards. It reminds me of when the Knicks thought it would be cool to have four starting point guards. It ain't going to work, dude. They might be dynamic, but only one guy controls the basketball. And I think the Wizards, they're in a quandary right now. They need to figure out some pieces to get rid of and add some pieces and hope that they get a diamond in the rough in the draft.
All right, one more on the Wizards, because we're over-talking about them at a time where good teams are trying to win a championship. Robert Horry, Big Shot Bob, is with us here on Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan. But I just wanted to tap into your expertise on this. I get that now, in the middle of a tank rebuild, whatever we're calling it, you're not in recruiting mode. But when they were on the precipice with Wall, with Beal, or before that, with Arenas, with Jameson, they couldn't ever convince the big boy to come. Like, they couldn't get the superstar. And here, we don't really understand why. I mean, it's Washington, D.C. The division was never insurmountable. What do you make of that?
You know, I don't know much about the Wizards organization, but it goes to, you know, how is the practice facility? How is the living account? How's the weather? There's so many things that come into play. You know, when you talk about the big stars that are out there doing the time, what can I convince you? You know, you think about, would you rather live in D.C. or L.A.? Okay, would you rather live in, you know, Texas or D.C.? You know, it makes a big difference on where you go. And I think for me, it's so much crap that happens in the Washington, D.C. area that people don't want to be involved in, be around. So it's kind of hard to get people to come there. And I love when we used to go play in Washington. I have some great friends that lived there. They used to take me out of town, go to great restaurants. And so it was wonderful there, but I don't know why. It's like Atlanta. You know, so many guys, basketball players, live in Atlanta in the offseason, but they don't want to play there. We don't know why these teams have this mystique about them, but it just doesn't happen. You can't put your finger on it.
Seven-time champ Robert Horry made – available today from Bet Online. Check out Bet Online, updated NBA Finals series and MVP odds, along with game by game lines and props. You know, one of the lines that you could look at for the finals, which start on Thursday, tomorrow night, Pacers are +490 and the Thunder are -670. So what that means is that the current odds give the Thunder an 87% likelihood of winning the finals. And Robert, I get that. I think they could sweep them. Mm-hmm. Probably going to be a 5-game series. But are we sure the Pacers shouldn't be given more than a 13% chance here? Nobody thought they were going to beat Cleveland, as an example. Nobody thought they'd be in the finals. I mean, should we give them a little bit more respect than we are, or is this about right?
You better put some respect on their name, because they're way better than people giving them credit for. I think the fact that it's so low is because when you say superstar, they don't have one. You know, you think about Haliburton, most overrated player in the league, and he's showing you that he isn't. And for me, I look at this team. It's just a really grimy team. They got guys that can play good defense. You got guys that can step up each and every night, and you got a guy like Halliburton that can get everybody involved and get them shots. So, you know, games, I think his game is going to go seven, and I still got Thunder winning it just because they had home court advantage. But if the Pacers win it, I wouldn't be shocked. And I'm kind of rooting for the Pacers just for the fact that I love underdogs, and everybody's talking about OKC Thunder.
Why are the Thunder so good? They're on a pace to be one of the top three win percentage teams ever.
Because they share the basketball. You know, if you watch the Thunder play, 8 times out of 10 coming down the floor, you know Shai Gilgeous is going to shoot the ball. When you got the ball coming down the Thunder, you don't know who Halliburton's going to get the ball. Is Siakam going to post up? Is Nesmith going to knock down a three? Is, you know, anybody else going to step up? And I think when you look at this team, how it's constructed, you know, the Pacers, like, they got a really good defensive team. You think about Nesmith, you think about Turner, you think about Toppin, you think about all the other guys, you know, Nembhard. That can go on and on. So they got a defensive presence that's not talked about, and they got guys that can do exactly what they're supposed to do. And not to mention, they have a really good coach in Carlisle who's won a championship. And the better thing on his pedigree and on his resume is that he played in the NBA. So guys have a tendency to listen to them a little bit more instead of tuning them out. So I don't discredit the Pacers. They got a great chance of winning this thing.
Let's talk about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in Oklahoma City. I mean, this just tells you everything you need to know. He's -550 to win Finals MVP. Like, basically, what odds makers are saying is the Thunder are going to win, and there's no one else on the team that could possibly win MVP. He's the MVP of the league this year. How good is this kid?
He's really good. You know, the thing that we always look at talent, I look at his IQ. He knows how to manufacture shots, and he knows how to get to the free throw line. When you're able to do that and not just, you know, depend on, you know, I'm a work on the cone, drill, dribble, 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 pull up for a three, he gets buckets. And you got to respect that he knows how to escape guys. He can push off. He can pump fake you. He can do so many things to get his shot out. So he's fantastic at scoring. So, but the key is you can't let him do that. The only game that he really looked bad in was Western Conference Finals, when Minnesota didn't let him get points. He had 18 points, I think, and they lost the game by like 60 or whatever it was. So you're going to have to say, okay, you're going to have to let someone else beat you. And I think that's one thing Carlisle, he's going to do. Look at how he played Brunson. He says, no, I'm a big body. I'm going to put 5 different defenders on you, short, tall, and mix it up. And I think, and I'm not saying that Brunson is the same caliber player as SJ, but he's damn near close. So I think it's going to be a difficult task for OKC to win it.
I wonder with SGA how much more is in the tank. The last 3 years in the MVP vote, he's finished 5th, 2nd, and now 1. And his points per game have been like 30, 31, and now 33, like 32.7. He's only 26, so we're talking about now entering the prime of his career. Do you think there's more juice here, or is this about the apex?
I think it's more. It's still more juice there. I think it's going to mean, in order to go back-to-back MVPs, he's going to have to bring a little more to his game. You know, now he's going to say, okay, next year I'm going to up my assists. You know, I'm going to not go to the free throw line more and say, oh, I'm not free throw dependent on my scoring average being 32. You think about it, he averages, 10 free throws a game? You know, so that's 10 points. So he's really a 22-point shooter without the free throw. So think about that. He can get 30 points and only shoot like 5 free throws a game, which is not going to happen. I'm just saying they're going to show how efficiency he is and what he can do without the ref. So I think that's going to be a big key on how he is able to stay on top of the mountain and being MVP and considered one of the greats in the OKC uniform.
The voice of a 7-time champ, Robert Horry, that's an outstanding point about him getting to the line. A league high each of the last 2 years in free throws made per game, 7.6 and 7.9. What's your take on the discourse on him being a foul merchant, Jalen Brunson, the way he played? You know, Bill Simmons weighed in. It felt like it became a national story that those guys were hunting fouls and it was bad basketball and there were too many whistles. I mean, you played in a different era, so to speak, but what do you take out of that?
It's so weird that I'm a strong believer in letting the guys play basketball, play defense, and the way the league is constructed now, they take a lot from the defense. And you think about, I watch sometimes when Shai literally pushes off and he gets the foul call, and you look around like, he pushed me, you know, and it's just so weird. I wish the league would go back to the point where You take away the step back, because a step back is technically a travel. You take away the continuing the dribble, because that's kind of carry. There's so many things that allow these offensive players to be great. Go back to the day where you had two steps to make a layup, not three. Go back to where your step back had to be one big step, and it had to be a jump start with both feet hitting the ground, and then you can do a step through that to make it more efficient for you. There's so many things that the offense is allowed to do that takes away from the defense, and it's not fair, because if true basketball people love when defense is played, because what's better than taking a guy who's averaging 30 and locking him down? That's fun. And because you give credit to the defensive player that he's taken upon himself to take on a tall task and shut the guy down. So it's up to Dave. It's not about to say Dave. I'm sorry. I show you my age. It's up to Adam to implement all these rules back in there, give the defense a chance.
Well, you mentioned kind of the juxtaposition of your era to this one, and I'd be remiss if I didn't then talk about the style of play. It has been a big turnoff for me. I didn't mind the spacing in the three-pointers initially, but it's gotten to the point where there was a shot chart in one of these playoff games. I think it was the Celtics, who made a layup and then took all threes otherwise for an entire quarter of basketball. And it just feels like we've gone too far. And there's clearly a disconnect between what the fans want and what the sport looks like, because you kind of see it in the complaints and some of the, you know, the overall trends and numbers.
Yeah. You know, I don't even blame the players, because the players, you know, they're coached and they're allowed to do what the coach tells them. You know, of course, if the coach doesn't say, you know, we're going to go inside, you know, they're going to take the easy way out. Because I tell people all the time, it's easy to get off a three. It's hard work to get to the basket and get a two. And that's why Shai Gilgeous is so good at it. That's why Brunson is like, it's hard work. But you look at guys like Tatum. He got the ability to do that. He's going to shoot a three. You know, take Ant-Man, for instance. Ant-Man was one of the best guys to get into the hole, and all of a sudden now he leads the league in threes. I'm like, dude, why are you changing your game? You were so much effective at doing this. And it's easy. And sometimes I think guys want the easy way out instead of working so hard. You think about how LeBron, and he gets the hole. You think about how Kobe played the game. You think about how Clyde played the game. You think about all these guys that were, you know, getting buckets to all these. I know people going to say, oh, that's the old school way of thinking. No, it's about getting buckets. It's about being efficient. You know, people talk about, you know, shooting. Most guys who are great shooters, they might shoot, you know, 35% from three. You're going to probably shoot 60% from two. It's still the same. It's a little bit better to me by the percentages, but that's the way we look at it. Guys want to take the easy way out by shooting threes.
Robert Horry on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. I'll let you out on this one. The Knicks go further than anybody thought they would. They get to the conference final. They get to a game six. They get eliminated. And then yesterday, Tom Thibodeau gets fired. What'd you think?
Yeah. You know, it's a coaching span right now is 4 years. And you're lucky if you get four. And I think, you know, they always think of a change. And sometimes you have to change it up and you think it's going to be better. But you tell me what's out there. What's the better coach out there? And it's going to be hard to replace him. The only thing that I'm probably going to like about whoever the new coach is that the fact that he's not going to play those guys a lot of minutes, you know, because he probably cut the lifespan about 2 or 3 years off a couple of those players. And then also you're going to not let, you know, if I'm the new coach of the Knicks, I'm not letting Brunson, you know, dominate the ball as much as he does. You know, you got guys that can score and have the advantage like Bridges, you know, like Towns. Put them in position to be scored, not you just try to, you know, carry the team like an Allen Iverson, like a Luka. And we see how many championships those two guys have.
Robert Horry, they call him Big Shot Bob, one of the great nicknames ever. I do have to say, I'll forgive you because that was a great hit and you're an awesome dude, it seems like. But as a Wizards fan, you can relate to probably this. Because they never made the playoffs or were any good, I would have to pick teams in the playoffs to root for. And those Chris Webber, Bobby Jackson, Sacramento Kings teams were my squad. And you killed any chance that I had of seeing them get it to a championship. And I didn't forgive you for a long time, but today was therapeutic.
Well, we need to sit down and have a session then. We talk more about basketball. But here's the funny thing about those games against Sacramento. They didn't have a chance in the first place.
Those series were totally the best, kidding. By the way.
Yeah, it was back and forth. You love seven-game series when teams are evenly matched. You think about how good those Sacramento Kings teams were. You know, Doug Christie, Bibby, and Vlade. They were good. It just went better than Shaq and Kobe and the rest of us.
Paige, Oh, God, that was good basketball. That's the good stuff. Hey, I sound like an old guy. These kids watching their Halliburton SGA final, they don't know what it was like.
Yeah, but, you know, you go back to Game 7 against Sacramento, and people forget. Pager decided not to play because he had a turn ankle. And to me, it's Game 7. You go to the final, you win the final, and you can't play. That goes to show you the toughness of people. Some people got to, you know, you got to tough it out.
Robert, thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
All right, guys. Have fun, man.
Robert Horry, courtesy of Bet Online. Bet Online updated NBA Finals series and MVP odds along with game-by-game lines and props. Robert Horry on Grant and Danny. We talked the other day about how great the 2024 quarterback class was. How about last year's rookie receiver class? It was prolific. Let's dive into that next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back to Grant and Danny on The Fan. We are brought to you by the law firm Condori and Murad. It's Wednesday, which means Game 2, Nats Cubs. Nationals Park, Mackenzie Gore is on the bump for the good guys tonight. 101 strikeouts. He's the fastest pitcher in the big leagues this year to 100 punchies on the campaign. Danny, we talked a lot all football season long, you, me, the station, the whole industry, about the incredible rookie class at quarterback. And just a couple of days ago, in light of Caleb Williams' comments and a little bit of a controversy he found himself in with the ESPN story that he didn't want to be a Bear prior to the draft, we got back into the second-year QBs now and how they're going to fare this season. You know what I think got under-talked about is how great this receiving class was.
How about it?
And this happens every single year over the last few years. I think this year will be a dip. There wasn't quite the same receiving talent in this last year's draft. But the 2024 class, just to go through some of the numbers here, leading rookie receivers in 24, Brian Thomas Jr. of the Jacksonville Jaguars, who got snubbed for the Pro Bowl, should have been there. 1,282 yards on 87 catches as a rookie. With Trevor Lawrence not playing at a very high level, by the way.
That's right. Not a great QB situation going on in Jacksonville for a struggling team.
They fired a coach and brought in an offensive-minded coach. So you would think Lawrence will improve with that relationship with Liam Cohen, and I would think BTJ will actually benefit pretty massively as well with a guy that's going to come in and kind of build the offense and the passing game through him, so to speak.
You'd certainly think.
Malik Nabers, who is my guy out of LSU. This was Jaden Daniels' teammate. Malik Nabers, 1,204 yards for the Giants, and he missed two games. He, by the way, caught 109 passes last year.
For a garbage offense.
Now, that's part of why he caught 109 passes. There was a lot of like, let's just throw him a screen and see what happens. A lot of crossers and drags and just some of the stuff around the line of scrimmage. Like, as an example, he averaged 11 yards per catch. Brian Thomas Jr. averaged almost 15. But still, almost 110 catches as a rookie when you missed two games.
Mm-hmm.
He plays in those two games. He might have caught 125 or 130 balls. Like, well, that's not crazy.
Yeah, it might have been just shy of Jamar Chase's league-leading 127. And that's the pace he was on.
He might have led the NFL with a couple of big games. And yet, 1,200 yards, he would have easily surpassed Thomas for number one among rookies. He would have, based on his pace, been in like 1,350-yard rookie season if he played every game. Those were the top two wide receivers. The guy that never gets talked about is Ladd McConkey of the Chargers. Ladd McConkey had a ridiculous season for LA with Justin Herbert. 82 balls, 1,149 yards last year.
I would have lost all the money.
Seven touchdowns. Like, do people know that he went 80 and 1,100?
No. Because the story in LA is Harbaugh, 1 through 50. Running game, they let a couple of their, you know, the Keenan Allens of the world go, and it's, you know, this is about Dobbins and, you know, former Ravens and Gus Edwards and ground and pound. I don't think anybody really understands, because I would have lost that bet. If you've been like, did he get to 1,000 yards? I'd say, yeah, he probably was just over 1,000. He's a slot receiver, right? 80 catches, 1,007 yards, and a handful of touchdowns. People sleep that he had 1,150 yards as a receiver.
34th pick in the draft last year.
So yeah.
Barely outside of the first round. I remember thinking that while he was so hyped, I was like, I don't really get how a guy, I think of him as tiny. He's listed at 6 foot, so I guess he's not. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's his body type or something. To me, he just comes off as a really small guy. But he doesn't really play like it. In fact, he had one of the best contested catch percentages in football. The Terry McLaurin stat, where Scary Terry's number one in the league a lot of years. Ladd McConkey killed at that. When you think about a contested catch vulture, you think about a big physical receiver.
Mike Evans, basically.
Evans or McLaurin is this guy now, but you know, David Boston and those like huge, giant, Dwayne Bowes coming to mind from Kansas City. Like, dudes make catches with people hanging off of them. Ladd McConkey is a contested catch maven? How's that happening? But he was brilliant last season. Notice that I have not named Marvin Harrison Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Disappointing rookie year. And still, it was good. 62 catches for 885 yards. There's a lot of years where if a top 10 wide receiver goes 60-plus for 880-plus, the team goes, we got the best rookie in the class at wide receiver. We feel really good about his future. And I'm sure they do. Thomas was better. Nabers was better. McConkey was better. I think you could probably make the case that Dunze was better, who we'll get to. But Marvin Harrison Jr.'s got work to do. Have you seen how much bigger he looks?
I mean, it wasn't like wasn't like Paul Richardson before. It wasn't like a slender, skinny guy. But good Lord, I mean, he's a monster now.
He looks like he's gained 20 pounds of muscle.
Yeah.
maybe he went into the Captain America like lab and got shot up with like half of the stuff that Steve Rogers
some of
did.
The serum, yeah.
Just like 50% of the serum.
Smidge of the serum.
You know, I was higher on Neighbors than Harrison coming out. Thomas is a guy that I didn't get right. I mean, I liked him, but I didn't think it was this. He didn't run nearly as many routes, like wasn't as diversified in college. So I was asleep. I will admit, raise my hand. My bad. I didn't see it with BTJ. But where is Harrison eventually going to be? Do you think ultimately he becomes what he's supposed to, which is the best of the group over Neighbors and Thomas, or no?
I think he's great. I don't know about the best because the bar's been set pretty high.
Dude, there's four guys in this class that could be perennial Pro Bowlers.
I think this will be one of those. So you remember Sauce Gardner, Derek Stingley? So initially Sauce Gardner comes out and has a great rookie year. Stingley struggles. Now they're both good and nobody really regrets it. You know what I mean? I think it's going to be to that point where Arizona's like, yeah, maybe we could have used Neighbors or maybe Thomas would have been better for us, but we got a guy that's going to catch north of 80 balls and go for 1,200 yards and double-digit touchdowns every year. We'll be just fine. So I think he'll end up in a really good place. But those other guys that you already mentioned, man, oh, man, what an unbelievable rookie class. And by the way, just a tip of the cap, not a receiver, but kind of, Brock Bowers, too, right at the top of the league. In receptions, 112 for 1,200 yards and five touchdowns in his own right.
I haven't even brought him up because he's a different position. Yeah. He's still working through the receivers. But yeah, we can get to Brock Bowers if you want to. But I just want, continuing wideouts for a second. So we've got Thomas, we've got Neighbors, we've got McConkey, we've got Harrison, four deep. Roma Dunze, Chicago Bears. I know Roma Dunze didn't have a great year. Watch Roma Dunze and tell me you're not impressed.
Mm-hmm.
Watch Roma Dunze last year as a rookie. Go back and look at any of those games and tell me that's not going to be a really good football player for a long time. To me, that screams at the peak of his powers, 85 catches and 1,000 yards. Like, he could put up perennial Terry-type numbers maybe when it's all set and done.
That's what he reminds me of, honestly. He's bigger than that, but
yeah.
that kind of receiver.
54 for 734 catches and yards last year. He only had three touchdowns, whereas Brian Thomas had 10, Malik Neighbors had 7, Ladd McConkey had 7, Marvin Harrison Jr. had 8. Adunze just 3, so that probably hurt some of the attention. And he just didn't get as much work. Like, Malik Neighbors got targeted 170 times. Ladd McConkey got targeted close to 120 times. Harrison 115 times. Adunze only got targeted 101 times.
Yep.
32 fewer than Brian Thomas. That's a big part of the lack of production. Last guy I'll throw at you, and then there's a whole litany of others, but Xavier Worthy from the Chiefs. Now, Xavier Worthy, to me, is a burner, semi-one-dimensional, speedster, you know, guy that is never going to be a number one wide receiver or maybe even a number two. I don't view him as a, you're going to go catch 75 balls for 1,100 yards. I think he's going to catch, 60 balls for 1,200 yards one year and like a 19-yard per catch season or something. I think he's going to have one of those crazy DeSean Jackson careers where it's speed, it's the explosiveness behind the defense. Last year, he averaged only 10.8 yards per catch, 59 catches for 638 yards. To me, that's a lot of the screen line of scrimmage stuff. He'll always be used that way, but there is a whole lot more in the tank. Run behind everyone and let Mahomes throw it further than everybody is.
First half of the season, they didn't trust him. This is two receptions a game, basically. After a win against Tampa in early November where he did not have a catch, basically business picked up where he's basically a 5 for 60 per game receiver. Now, it doesn't sound like a ton, but you do that for 16, 17 weeks, that's 1,000 yards for a guy that, again, was on pace for probably a half of that or less than half of that through half the season. So he was pretty good down the stretch. You could see they trusted him more and more as time went on. I mean, he closed the year with 8 for 79 and a drubbing of Pittsburgh for a touchdown. You could see they're using him a little bit more, spoon feeding it because it was, yeah. You start off as a track guy. You go down the field, whether we throw it to you or not, you're a decoy. Now we start to have you run the route tree a little bit. I'm with you. He's never a do everything, clear number one, not even really a clear number two, but is he a weapon? Yeah, that someone like Andy Reid can use.
That's 6 legitimate star wide receivers potentially out of this class. Pretty amazing. And that's not even to talk about other guys that will develop and surprise us and come into their own. Keon Coleman in Buffalo, who only went for 550 last year and missed 4 games. Xavier Leggett from the Carolina Panthers, who's like one of the funniest sounding guys ever when he talks. He's like just a super country accent, but 49 grabs for 497 yards. He was okay. Maybe there's more in the tank there. I really like Jalen McMillan from the Bucks. We saw him first and score a touchdown against Washington in week one. He ended up grabbing 40 balls for 460 in a crowded receiver room. Now, maybe he pays the price for them drafting a wide receiver because they took Igbuka, which I think surprised a lot of people, and maybe that slots him down the board. Mm-hmm. One other guy to keep in mind from this receiver class, Ricky Pearsall. With Deebo Samuel out in San Francisco, Ayuk hasn't proven he's going to be a healthy player for 17 weeks. Pearsall's about to be benefiting from the Kyle Shanahan scheme. He's got that Kyle cologne sprayed all over him. If you told me right now he catches 70-plus balls for 900 yards this year, that would not surprise me at all. Look out for a big breakout from Ricky Pearsall.
I think you're right. I mean, just it sort of feels like the out-of-nowhere type receiver. Again, not a different guy than
He was first-round pick, I think.
Well, yeah.
Not that out of nowhere.
So let me rephrase that. Like, the guy that didn't produce, and the next year we show up, and he's thought it was like a second-round fantasy pick for people the following year, if that makes any sense. You know, it's different body type. He's leaner than Puka Nacua, so it's not exactly a good comp, but it reminds me of that, where this went from, you guys are about to see something, to, yep, we saw it. We get it. We get why everybody was excited, why they were comfortable with some of the moves they made.
Then Bowers, who you talked about. So to go back to him, I'm not saying he is, but I am saying you could say it and no one could call you crazy. Is he the best tight end in the NFL right now? Brock Bowers, 112 catches, 1,194 yards last year. I don't know enough about him as a blocker or how much they asked him to do that or how good he is. Mm-hmm. I remember at Georgia, he got reviewed favorably in that way. But like Travis Kelce, sorry, he doesn't have his fastball. He every time he catches a ball and runs, he looks like he's going to, when he gets tackled, he's not going to get up. And he's like an 18-wheeler trying to get down the field at this point. So a guy like Bowers has moved ahead of him. I love Trey McBride in Arizona as a pass catcher.
Me too.
He's ridiculous. And George Kittle just as a dual threat, the blocker, the receiver. He's pretty special. He might be right there. There's other guys, but it's not crazy to say Brock Bowers is already that guy.
As the pass catcher. Again, to your point about blocking, I couldn't tell you. Like, do I want him ISO'd on a defensive end and have the run play go that way? I don't know that I do, you know, but that may not necessarily be a fair thing. He is a matchup nightmare and couldn't be stopped for an offense that had very little else.
Well, and to that point and to his credit, how many tight ends do you want in that situation?
Mm-hmm.
That's almost no longer the goal.
Right.
You almost have like a John Bates on your roster to do that so that the other guy can have the fun.
Mm-hmm. He's the fun guy.
Yeah, the Ertz in his prime guy. That's not really what everybody's always hunting at this point. Our double play is next. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. And coming up in 20 minutes ahead of the Blitz, we've got a 4-pack of tickets to the barbecue battle. You can win those. Good luck to you. We know you can do it, but you've got to be listening to Grant and Danny.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. It is time for our double play, driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Visit your local Washington area Honda dealer today.
GP, this is my own fault. I was really, really late on the show, and there's a million reasons why I didn't get to it, and I still haven't finished it. It's basically I watch it in between my other shorter-term projects, if that makes any sense. But via Netflix, I am winding down Better Call Saul. What's your file on Better Call Saul? It's probably too many episodes for you.
I know what it is. I've never watched it.
Same people that did Breaking Bad.
Right. Maybe I don't know what it is. I thought it was a spinoff of Breaking Bad.
It is. So the same folks that did Breaking Bad, the Vince Gilligan, I forget his writing partner's name, but they created it, and it's a spinoff of this world, basically a prequel to the rise and subsequent fall of Walter White, a.k.a. Heisenberg. And this character, Saul Goodman, played by Bob Odenkirk, who's got a long, lengthy career in comedic acting and writing. He did everything from Saturday Night Live to Mr. Show with David Cross on a number of other things. He is just perfect in this kind of womp-womp sort of role of the lovable loser who's always got kind of like a crooked angle, a little bit of a slip and fall lawyer, not even a little bit, a slip and fall lawyer who adopts this totally new identity as Saul Goodman. And he drags other people down into kind of the muck and the mire, and his brushes with cartels and everybody, and some of the beloved characters that we see and know from Breaking Bad are sprinkled in the exact right way. I'm here to tell you, it's great. And it got slept on just because, again, how unbelievably good Breaking Bad was. That's a top five show of all time. Full stop. Not one of those like, maybe it is. That is one of the five best shows ever made from start to finish. It's excellent. It's outstanding. We all know it. And the turn of the lead actor as Walter White sort of is what stands out so much to it, Bryan Cranston. This show obviously doesn't have him in it, so that gravity about it like isn't there. But I'm telling you, as an ensemble sort of show in all the different parts, it's so well acted. It's so well written. The settings are perfect. It gives you that same Breaking Bad feel without Breaking Bad, without Walter White in it. It's excellent. And I feel like it never got the same just desserts. I think fans know, but it's my own fault. Again, it's taken me forever to get through it because I sort of watch it when nothing else is on my radar. And every time I finish an episode, I go, that one was great too. And it's like, we've now stacked enough episodes where I'm going, why wasn't I all over this yelling at people?
Why don't you ever major in it? Why are you only minor in it?
It's my own fault. Because there's so many, and there are other short-term ones that's like, last episode's on right now, seven episodes, or this Game of Thrones,
like,
whatever.
It's daunting. There's just too many. And so you know that. And so yep. You're like, I'll bite off a little bit as I can.
And that's what I do.
So I've got a few date anniversary things. First, yesterday was Santana Moss's birthday. Happy birthday to Tana Bug. Big Santana Moss guy. One of my thrills in this industry for many years is getting to know him as well as I have, as you have. He's a great guy.
Awesome dude.
Just really, really cool dude. Great hang and a big Santana guy. Just turned 46 years old. So happy birthday to him. I'll never forget Monday Night Football in Dallas, man. Screaming, kicking, cursing. My mom saying she's going to send me to my room when I'm in high school as I'm just yelling and cursing about the final 4 minutes of Mark Brunell, Santana Moss beating the Cowboys after the worst 56 minutes of offense I've ever seen.
56 minutes of terribleness.
They couldn't get out of the huddle for 56 minutes of football, and then Moss gets behind the defense for two long touchdowns, and Al Michaels, Santana Moss, on the call of the Cowboy killer. Also, his other great moment in at FedEx, the home moment I think of is the overtime against the Jaguars.
Jaguars game.
32-yard touchdown, catch, spin, run. He went ham in that game.
I was there for that one. That's one of my three or four good FedEx Snubs Field memories.
As I think about it, there was a bubble screen at Arrowhead Stadium. I can't give you any more details. Here's what the, you know how my weird brain works?
Yes, I do.
Here's what I remember about the game. Jared Allen single-handedly beat Washington. He had like 4 sacks, 3.5 sacks, something like that. And in that game, despite handily losing, Santana Moss had an incredibly long bubble screen touchdown.
Okay.
Where like nobody touched him. It was one of the only good things that happened in that game. So I'll throw that one out there as well.
I smell what you're cooking there. But yeah.
A lot of Moss memories.
That Jaguars game, one of my favorite things. I've never really found a good replay of the play, but everyone that knows who was there. There's a Moss touchdown where I think he catches a hitch. Probably should be a 7, 8, 9 yard, maybe a 10 yard gain because he has a nose for the sticks. Clinton Portis throws a block in the backfield. Clinton Portis hustles down the field, throws a block for Santana Moss to spring him. Clinton Portis then gets up and throws another block as Moss is matriculating down the field to spring him for one of those three touchdowns. One of the greatest individual combination these two guys plays that I've ever seen, where it's like, the rest of you guys don't really belong at the highest levels. We do, and we're going to drag your asses there just on this one down. Incredible moment.
Found it. So we're looking at October 29th, 2005. Santana Moss, at the time, a career high. On 10 catches, he had over 170 yards, including a 72-yard touchdown catch.
Mm-hmm.
In that game, Jared Allen had a career day. Let me read here.
200 sacks, I think, was the number.
Allen recovered the fumble. Allen had a career day. This is off Redskins.com. So weirdly, they don't say how many sacks Jared Allen had. They just say
infinity. His whole season was that day.
They just said, oh, yeah, he had 3 sacks. Here we go. He was sacked 4 times, including 3 times by defensive end Jaren Allen, who turned in a career day at the Redskins' expense. So that's it. That one sticks out.
Like a brief mention, but it was more than that. Everyone knows. It was a Arakpo against the Raiders.
Another anniversary. The Wire premiered on HBO 23 years ago.
Yeah.
2 days ago. So 23-year anniversary of The Wire. It's easy to say that's my favorite show ever. It almost feels now cliche. Do you know what I'm saying? Like everyone says The Wire is their favorite show.
I say that.
I'd have to go back and watch it again to really feel like I don't remember all the seasons, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like the early seasons of The Wire was just perfect.
So
it was great.
Season one.
Great television.
Season one, basically all about the drug trade. Season two, if you remember, was boating. Was about like the naval patrol and stuff and the docks and the ports. And people were going, wait, what? I want more of the first thing. They interwove it. It was really, really good. Season three is about local politics. Season four was sort of centered around the schools. Season five was kind of back to the original. Season one about kind of the evolution of the drug trade and finding ways to stop it. Brilliant.
I think season one was perfect.
Yeah, close to it.
Most of the seasons were close. And then lastly, yesterday I saw this. So it was an anniversary as well. This was 22 years ago yesterday. The Sammy Sosa corked bat incident. Do you remember this?
Yes.
So I think as a kid, I completely gave him a pass on this, by the way. 5 years after the home run chase with McGuire, Sosa gets caught with a corked bat in a game. He is playing for the Cubs, swings, and his bat breaks. The bat flies out into the infield. It lands back behind the pitcher's mound on a slow roller to second base. It's a 4-3 put out. He's out at first. But the umpire, who immediately goes and picks up what is supposed to just be the spear of a bat and get it off the field, notices this is a corked bat. They call out all the umpires. Sosa gets ejected and ultimately suspended, obviously, because you can't use a corked bat. But I bring this up to say, I mean, just imagine that now with like a Shohei Ohtani or whatever. Like, we talk about Sosa and we say that he used steroids. Nobody ever talks about the corked bat. Now, what he said afterwards, and I remember as a kid, I believed this completely, implicitly. Yeah. He goes, well, I used that in batting practice to put on a show, and I accidentally grabbed it and used it in the game. And I remember as a kid going, oh, yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Totally, yeah.
Well, I haven't thought about it since then. Mm. No, you don't.
Yep. There's a reason why you sprinted. No one's ever moved faster than he did when he was going to try to pick up a piece of that bat.
Right.
Remember that? Well, that's the bat boy does that, not the Sammy Sosa.
Why are you using a cork bat in batting practice? Why are you so concerned about putting on a show? Mm-hmm. How many times did you accidentally pick up the bat? Oh, by the way, was that the first time that you did that? Might you have done that a few other times? But June 3rd, 2003, man, corked bat, Sammy Sosa.
And we think of it as like kind of a quote unquote down year because it was a few years removed from the hit when he hit whatever, 66, 63, 50, 64, 49. Yeah. He only hit 40, quote unquote, only hit 40 at hitting 280.
Think about it. That's down 25 home runs.
Yeah.
That's like a guy hitting 30, then hitting 5. That's the drop off.
That's the same. Yeah. My God. That run he had of 98 through 2002 is just stupid.
The Sosa Elite. Was it the Sosa Hop after his home run?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I love it.
With the biggest chaw in human history on his left cheek. Oh, come on.
You know, just a nice little piece of bubble gum, right?
Yeah. A little bubble wrap.
Beltway Blitz is next. We'll give away those tickets to the barbecue battle.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.